Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
What happened here? You say you invented the Wildcat in 2004.
Yes, the Wildcat offense. I didn't invent it. I was the offensive coordinator at West Allegheny, Mark Davis. RIP to Mark Davis, who I just love very much. But he invented the Wildcat. It was called DQ Wildcat, and it was probably the third or fourth game of the season in 2004. And it was just me at quarterback, and I would just run the ball. And that week after the first time we did it, we had a lot of success with it. Houston Nutt came in, who was the coach at Arkansas, to recruit me. And he watched my film.
Oh, man.
And then Houston Nutt obviously went back to Arkansas and came back the next year while I was committed to Pitt my senior year. And that's all we ran. Like, we were Wildcat, Wildcat, Wildcat all the time my senior year. He came in to still recruit me again. And then if you look at the film, that's whenever Darren McFadden and I think Felix Jones and all those guys,
yes,
and Peyton Hillis, they started running the Wild Hog. And then it became the Wildcat for all teams to run. We were the first to ever run Wildcat. Now, I know that teams have done that before, but the actual putting a running back at quarterback and running basically your whole entire offense throughout a whole game, we started that at West Allegheny.
And then, so you've got you guys doing it, and Ben Tenuta, who is now full-time here, and he's a great kid. He doesn't believe it. Cale Berger doesn't believe it. Cale doesn't believe anything. They're young. They don't understand. I believe it because I don't know why the hell you'd lie about it.
No.
Like, why would you lie about something such as this? So in 07, you're right, McFadden and Felix Jones, and I forgot Peyton Hillis was a part of all that stuff. And then I think it was a year later in Miami, it was Ronnie Brown.
Yes.
It was Cadillac Williams.
Yes.
And they did it to beat the New England Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Why would you lie about that?
Nope, 100%.
Did you throw off it at all?
I threw probably like five passes that season.
You can throw it very, very far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I threw five passes. But yeah, we started it. And there'll be a lot of people out there that believe it and know that that's a fact. And there'll be people that don't believe it. But Ben Tenuta still doesn't believe it. So I had to talk some sense into the young man.
Doran lied to me once about dressing up as a giraffe, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was for comedy purposes. This is...
There's evidence for this. Like, you could just go look it up. Not that there's like a, you know, on Wikipedia it says that I started the Wildcat, but you could go look at some of my high school films and see that 2004 I was running the Wildcat before anybody else was. So there's that.
I think Pop Warner might have done it.
At Pitt? You know, Pop Warner went to Pitt, right?
I do know that.
Yeah, of course.
Him and Jonas Salk. A lot of good people went to Pitt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was wearing her Pitt t-shirt to her softball practice the other day, and the young coach, who's just probably a volunteer, probably 15, 16 years old, he asked her, "Hey, do you like Pitt?" And she looked at me like,
it was like, for approval?
Yeah. How do I answer this question in front of my papa? Daddy, do I like Pitt? I just shook my head. Yes, you can say whatever you want.
There you go.
And she said, yes, I like Pitt.
You like Pitt.
I do not, but I respect all of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.